Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Feel Good Football Friday, the first of 2022's regular season. You said, get me this guy, Al got you this guy. He is a man of knowledge. His name is Mike North.
A lot of knowledge.
Yeah, a lot of knowledge, all different things. I think he actually won Jeopardy. He was on there for a full week. That's how smart this man is. Mike North, VP of NFL Broadcasting, joins us now because we had some questions that you said only he could answer. He was at the game last night. He was up until like 3 in the morning. He just woke up. Got off a plane, and he is joining us because you need answers. Mike, good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're doing great, Mike. How was the game last night in person?
Look, that's a great stadium. It was very loud. It was close for 2.5 quarters, but the Bills were for real, man. Anybody questioning their Super Bowl bona fides got those questions answered.
How many Bills fans were there? I guess Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford were talking about how they had to go to their silent snap count again at home.
Yeah, you know, it's something the Rams have had to deal with before. Remember when they played the Niners a couple times? There was a lot of red and gold in there. I mean, I don't think that was an issue for them. The Bills were just really good.
Yeah, they are really good. All right, so a couple questions. Next Monday night is Denver at Seattle, so that's Russell Wilson going back to his team. And then in week two, you have a doubleheader on Monday night on ESPN and ABC, both in the East Coast. I mean, how did that happen?
Yeah, when we did the new deals with ESPN and the Disney family, you know, ABC's been getting back into the NFL family over the last couple of years. They've been simulcasting the wild card game. They've been simulcasting a couple of Monday night games, and they wanted some games of their own. So what we talked to them about was, what's the right way to do that? You remember in week one, we've been doing a Monday night doubleheader, a 7:00 and 10:15 start. That's fun, 6 uninterrupted hours of football, but that gets pretty late in the East Coast for that late game. So we talked to Disney this year about trying something different. So we're going to try a little overlap to get 4.5 hours of uninterrupted football with a little bit of overlap, try to time it so halftime of the early game coincides with kickoff of the late game, and then we'll see what we got. And just like we do on Sunday afternoons, a bunch of games going on, flip back and forth, see highlights, live look-ins, and should be fun for the family.
And generally, this has never happened before unless there's been some sort of major weather issue and a team got snowed out or something happened where you had to move a game into a primetime slot. So this is the first time this has been done on a Monday or a Sunday night, correct?
It's the first time it's been scheduled, but yeah, we've had it happen, whether it was weather or during COVID. Obviously, we played all kinds of windows and all kinds of times. But this is the one time we're going to do it this year where ESPN and ABC both have a Monday night game. But next year, there's going to be three such occasions. So we'll see how this works. We'll see what the fans say. And maybe we try three different
things. So this is not like a test balloon to see how it goes. You've already decided that you're going to do more next year.
Absolutely. It's going to be three of these side-by-side Monday nights. Maybe we do them three different ways. One back-to-back, one concurrent, and one overlap. Let's see what happens this time around. See what the fans say. And figure it out for next year.
What did I tell you, man of knowledge?
Yeah, he knows everything.
Man of knowledge, I'm telling you. Yeah. So we're talking to Mike North, VP of television broadcasting. I'm just broadcasting in general for the NFL. And Mike, all right, so Amazon had one game on preseason. Any idea how that game rated compared to the network ratings?
Yeah, for a preseason game, it really wasn't that different. You know, preseason's a different animal. I don't think Amazon rolled out the full court press with the whole promotional push. They're saving that for Chiefs Chargers next week. Look, it's going to take some time for fans to adjust, but, you know, I think there's just a lot of confusion out there. Fans hear, oh, streaming service or Amazon, and how am I going to find the game? Man, everybody's got Amazon Prime. I think everybody's going to realize, you know, once you're done shopping or watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, the game's right there. So fans will find it. I think everybody will adjust. There'll be a bit of a learning curve, but well, what better way to get everybody acclimated to it than a Chargers-Chiefs game?
Is it a more accurate way of getting a rating because it's streaming as opposed to over the network with the Nielsen ratings?
Well, they are going to use Nielsen. They are going to be Nielsen rated. This is new for them and new for us all. So, yeah, look, our broadcast partners and their advertisers are used to Nielsen ratings, and we're going to get Nielsen ratings. I don't know if we're going to get them Friday morning, you know, the way we would normally get for all our broadcast network. There's going to be, you know, a learning curve for everybody there too, but no, it'll be Nielsen ratings and it'll be viewership. And look, we're looking for something in the 10, 12, 15 million viewers, not that different than what you get from any of our broadcast partners.
So let me ask you this question. So like I have Amazon, the app on my phone. Can I watch it on that app on my phone as well as the NFL Plus app?
Yep. You're an Amazon Prime subscriber. There's 200 million of us out there. We're all going to get the game right there.
So it's right on the app as well. So it's the same thing with the NFL Plus app, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So there's all a bunch of places you can watch it. We're talking to Mike North, NFL VP of Broadcasting. Does Amazon care that much about the ratings and the number of people? I know everybody cares about ratings, but it's a little bit different of a situation for them with how big of a company they are. It's their first foray into it. They want to get some more eyeballs to everything that they have. It's just a part of a giant conglomerate that they have built. Do you think there's pressure to make sure that that number is as high as possible?
Look, there's pressure on all of our broadcast partners. It may be a little different for them than it is for a CBS or a Fox, but, you know, this isn't a one-time deal for them either. We're married. I mean, we're in with them for the next 10, 11 years, so there's pressure on them. There's pressure on us and Howard Katz and the scheduling team to deliver them a good schedule commensurate with what we're giving all our other broadcast partners. It might be a little different just in terms of the overall economics of the company, but they're certainly not signing up for, you know, a bad schedule and low viewership. They're expecting, you know, NFL level viewers. Just like everybody else.
You know, I looked at the schedule. I mean, their first six games are really good games, at least on paper right now as we get ready to start the season here and all that other stuff. So are they going to run it like a normal broadcast where they're going to be doing advertising like you would on Fox, ABC, ESPN, and CBS? Or, you know, this
absolutely. Absolutely. If you did watch, or for anybody who did watch the Niners-Texans preseason game a couple of weeks ago, it looks and sounds and feels like an NFL broadcast. I mean, you guys know Fred Godelli, the Sunday night producer from NBC. He's in the truck. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call. It's going to look and sound like any other NFL game. Amazon will be able to bring some new wrinkles to it, whether it's their altcasts or other kind of, you know, commerce or whatever else they can bring to the table that maybe traditional broadcast networks can't. But when you find it on Amazon and you turn it on, it's going to look like everybody else.
Was I seeing it?
Including the commercial breaks.
Right. And so they're going to have commercial breaks and everything else. I don't know why Amazon would do that, but, you know, I guess they want to make money that way as well.
why they would do it.
All right. But I thought I saw this. The first down sticks. Did they have the Amazon smile on the top of those first down sticks?
Yeah, they did. I'm not sure you're going to see that again, Boom.
Figure that.
Test run for our friends at Amazon, and you don't see the NBC Peacock feather on Sunday night for that. And man, I'm not sure you're going to see the Amazon arrow again. But are the kind of things that they're going to learn as they go. And you know, it's a preseason for everybody, but now it counts.
What about the CBS eye at the top of that thing?
We're good partners, man. Their best partner, actually.
Oh, of course. Yeah, is CBS your best partner, Mike?
Oh, all our partners are. We love them all.
Very good. Well, thanks, Mike. We appreciate you jumping on and clarifying some of that stuff. Have a great season, and I'm excited to see the coaches complain about their schedule midway through the season when things aren't going well for them.
Yeah, we're used to that. But thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Happy to talk anytime you have any questions.
All right, thanks, great. Mike. Have a great season, man. So, yeah, he's knee-deep in all that stuff.
Yeah, Mike North, NFL VP of broadcast.
He's with Howard Katz when they're doing the schedules and, you know, and do we play on the Jewish holidays? Don't we play on the Jewish holidays? Who wants to play? That's part of it. And then it's like, you know, wait a minute. So how do the Bills get a Thursday night game to open the season, and then they don't play again until Monday night?
Yeah, I mean,
that's a break.
That is a break, especially when it's the first week of the season, so they're not coming off a game and having a short week, a Sunday game and having a short week into Thursday.
That's like the Chiefs. So the Chiefs play the Cardinals on CBS 425 this week.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and play Thursday night against the Chargers.
Yeah.
And the Chargers obviously are playing as well, so they both have a short week, but the Buffalo Bills have a long week.
Yeah, I mean, these coaches only complain about the schedule when they're losing. I mean, that's the only time that it's a problem. And they'll complain about it. They lose, short week, whatever. And things didn't work out. Or they lost on Sunday. They got a short week, whatever. You never hear them say, oh, this is great that we get back out there on a Thursday. They never end up saying that. So Mike North's got to deal with all those complaints as well.
Everything, yes.
Yeah. So it's got to be an interesting job to deal with all that.
It's got to be an incredibly difficult job, given the amount of partners they do have.
Yeah.
And what all the partners are trying to do. Like, you know, and again, I've been privy to some of this stuff, but, you know, you from the advertising standpoint.
Yeah. Now, Amazon putting commercials on, like everybody else, when you have to pay for their subscription to be able to watch the game, when the man who runs the company is the richest man in the world, feels a little greasy.
Well, no? ESPN, we pay for that.
Yeah,
and they're running commercials. Remember when ESPN first started? Remember when cable first started? No commercials.
I guess you're right.
For it.
I guess you're
and
right.
Now all of a sudden, here we are in 2022, and we're paying for everything.
Yeah, and how much though per month is like that? Like how much? I mean, if you break it down, it's usually in a package. It's like a sports package.
That's what I'm saying.
It's probably more. Yeah, this is Al Dukes.
Yeah, now this is all the a la carte that's going on now. Everybody wants a la carte. They don't want to buy something that is forced down their throat that they don't watch.
Yeah, exactly. But I just wonder, are you paying even close to the amount of money you're paying for Amazon for ESPN when you get that cable package? That would be my question. But I don't know. I mean, you're paying, how much is Amazon Prime these days? I don't even know. I have no idea how much this stuff costs anymore. It just gets sucked right out of my bank account. God damn.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to your subscription.
I don't want to pay attention, because if I pay attention, you're going to piss me off.
All right.
The other day, he was asking me for another streaming service. You can watch this freak Army Hammer suck the blood out of these women. And I'm like, I'm like, you realize this is another streaming service.
Discovery Plus, right? Yeah.
Which Al loves, but I never got it. And I was like, I got to draw the line somewhere. And I said, if we get Discovery Plus now, then we got to get rid of one of them. One in, one out. So I said, which one do you want to go out? It's Hulu. You want Hulu out? Which one is it?
Discovery Plus, though, is a great bargain. It's $6.99 with no commercials.
No commercials.
That's a lot of... And by the way, they're going to ruin that next year when they merge with HBO.
Oh, they're merging with HBO?
They've already merged, but the apps are going to merge. So you know they're going to jack up that $6.99 price.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yes.
Got no shot of that staying the same. HBO Max is expensive, too. Amazon is...
Well, that's what it is. It'll be HBO Max and Discovery are going to be one app.
Oh, God.
So I don't know what they're going to charge.
Yeah, $14.99 for Amazon nowadays.
But you can't kick Amazon... you can't kick Discovery Plus off and compare it to Hulu. That's a lot much more expensive.
Yeah, no, I know. But one had to go out. I said that we cannot add on top. We're not stacking this. You know, this is enough with the streaming services. I think I've got Paramount Plus, got Amazon, I've got Netflix, I've got Discovery Plus, I've got Hulu, I've got HBO Max.
Got Optimum?
Well, yeah, and I have Optimum Cable. I got cable too.
You got cable too?
Yeah, I got cable too.
Gino would probably really like BBC. You can stream BBC programs.
Okay. Yeah.
Lots of good stuff there.
My mind is so sick that I can't, when I hear BBC, it does not go to
maybe
the
Marianne
English.
Maybe Marianne would like Telemundo.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, Gio would like BBC. I'm like, is this another one of these things?
Your wife would like.
Wait, did you actually say that?
I did.
Yes. Gina would like BBC.
Your wife would love BBC.
Lots of good programming.
Come on, man. How many subscription services can you have?
She probably would. I wouldn't be surprised after 7 years of being married to me. It might be a nice switch.
She may already secretly stream that.
God, I hope not. I can never come back from that.
Okay.
Do you even know what we're talking about here?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Sure. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got a CeeLo update. We've got picks. I want Youssef to make picks with us, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm going to bring him in. He's going to make some picks with us.
Is he a football fan?
I asked him yesterday. I said, are you a football fan? He goes, I've been watching preseason games. That's how big of a football fan.
All right, great.
I am. So Youssef is our head janitorial supervisor here on the 10th floor of 345 Hudson. So he's going to come in. He's also the happiest man I've ever met in my life.
Loves his job, loves his life, and now he's going to be a part of the show.
And we've been so bad at our picks, I think Youssef could win the picks.
Wait a minute, I won the picks last year.
Yeah, I know, but it was still you were under 500. You were under 500. But, yeah, so he's going to come and make some picks.
I'm kind of 1-0 right now.
Yeah, you are 1-0. But that we're not counting that one. Not official. Not official.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we finally here, right?
Well, we...
It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday.
We're in Geo on a feel-good football Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Got our picks coming up in a little bit. CeeLo's going to make his own picks. I also have Jerry's picks for the record because it's the three of us competing. But this year, it's going to be the four of us competing because as long as we could track him down, head janitorial supervisor Youssef will also be making picks with us this year. And I got my money on him winning the whole thing.
Probably.
I do.
Right.
But CeeLo is here first, and he's got an update and moment of the day. What's up, Chris?
All right. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Want to get to some other stuff here, so we'll kind of rip through the details of last night. Obviously, a Bills 31-10 road win of the defending champion Rams as they went out to SoFi Stadium and opened up in style. Josh Allen, three touchdown passes, couple of picks, but also ran one in and led the Bills in rushing with 56 yards. On the other side, Matt Stafford picked off three times and was sacked seven times, including two from his now former teammate Von Miller. So the Bills off to a good start. They will play their home opener in the Monday Nighter, one of the Monday Nighters, week two against the Titans, while the Rams will host the Falcons in week two. A couple of things here. Want to play one. There's, of course, always on these primetime game broadcasts, you get the players introducing themselves, and sometimes you get the unusual stuff for the college or the high school. Did you catch Deion Dawkins of the Bills last night?
I did not. I was playing poker against some guys who started a company where they have hibachi in your backyard.
Very good.
Like a genius thing.
It sure does.
I'm a big hibachi fan. Hibachi to you.
I would sign up for some hibachi to me right about now.
I mean, so I just get the hibachi, or what do I get?
No, you get the chef in your backyard.
Oh, nice.
Making all the hibachi
it's like you would in a restaurant. Hibachi food. The chef comes to your house, does the whole thing, and throws the silverware up,
and then does the volcano, onion volcano.
Awesome. We have hibachi here one day?
We can. Yeah, I think so. Well, it's going to be fire, though, so probably not.
In the building, when they wouldn't even let us put live Christmas trees in there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, good.
All right, here is Deion Dawkins sliding this in there last night.
Deion Dawkins, you already snow university.
You already snow university.
You already snow?
Yeah. Like, instead of you already know.
No, you already snow.
It was weird.
Well, it was probably an inside joke with him and his friends,
I suppose. So he put that
out
there?
What would you do?
I would say... Greg Giannotti, VP of BBC.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's another inside joke.
Yeah. Yes. Very good. All right. Here's Kyle Shanahan on his new starting quarterback, Trey Lance, not being among those voted as team captain.
Didn't look into it that much. He was seventh in the voting. I just didn't want to put seven on there. You know, Debo was eight. We just didn't want to go with six. They don't allow eight to the coin toss, I don't believe. It's also his first year of starting for us.
There's quite a bit of questioning this week back and forth. Now that Jimmy Garoppolo's there, Shanahan spoke about it a lot. There was the one report that said Lance wasn't all that thrilled that Garoppolo's back.
Too bad. Go out there and play and earn it. Yeah. Got a good team.
Well, you'll have the Trey Lance-Justin Fields matchup on Sunday.
It's like the point I'm making with Trubisky and Baker Mayfield and all these guys. And Sam Darnold, look, you had your chance last year.
Mm-hmm. Opportunities abound.
You blew it.
Yeah, and Trey Lance has got his opportunity here. Whether Jimmy Garoppolo's there or not, he's the starting quarterback week one.
And they said that it's Trey's team, and that was, you know, when they realized they couldn't trade Jimmy, and they didn't want to cut Jimmy, and then Jimmy restructured his contract. So now, go out and do it. You want to be, what are we doing here? What are you, gluten-free or something?
Time to play football.
Get out there and go play and go win the games.
You mentioned Baker Mayfield. Of course, he's got the rematch, or not the rematch, but playing against his former team, the Browns, in week one. That has been an obvious storyline and line of questioning this week. Panthers head coach Matt Rhule doing his best to try and downplay that.
The hype isn't around Baker here. I mean, the hype's around Christian McCaffrey and Shaq Thompson and Dante Jackson and all those guys. Baker's, you know, one of 53.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, of course.
I'm sure there's no hype around him down there.
I mean, why do coaches lie like that? Like, stop.
They love
it.
To
like,
do
I mean,
it,
it's
yeah.
a social media age. Everybody's just reading everything, knows everything. Baker Mayfield even came out with a T-shirt, a commemorative T-shirt for this game himself that he's selling on his website. I'm pretty sure.
Is that right?
What is it?
It's just like, you know, Baker versus the Browns or something. I got to look it up.
All right. While you do that, here's Aaron Rodgers. They've got the Packers. Have got the Vikings here in week one. And this was Aaron this week sort of challenging the division rivals and some of their fan bases as well.
You know, I think their fan base and their teams feel like this is our year to win the North. Hasn't really been the case during my time for the most part.
It's an off-the-leash T-shirt. Right. And he tweeted it out, his official account with a check mark on it. And he's selling these official Baker Mayfield merch. And it says, Baker Mayfield off the leash.
The dog pound angle. Got it.
Yeah, off the leash.
Very clever.
And then it says, live in person, Carolina versus Cleveland, one day only.
Oh, so it's specific to this particular game.
Yes.
All right.
And there's a dog collar that's on the T-shirt with the chain broken.
How about that?
But there's no hype around the game at Baker Mayfield. None whatsoever.
Stop. Perhaps, though, are proceeds on that going towards like a charity or something or a good cause?
That I don't know.
I would think maybe that's the case.
But this is on his website?
Yeah, it just says official Baker Mayfield merch. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You would add your own website back in the day when you were playing, right, Boomer? All right, let me play a couple more of these random clips that are going to get no reaction. Here's Derek Carr, Raiders quarterback, on teaming up with Devontae Adams, finally.
It's going to be the first time people see us do it together, right, in the NFL.
Right.
But for us, we've been doing this for the last 13 years.
All right, very good. So they'll have the Chargers coming up on Sunday. Last one for you, Ryan Tannehill, Titans quarterback, trying to convince us all that he's getting really pumped for the season.
I have a burning fire inside of me.
Sure about that?
Yeah, there's no question about that.
He was like talking himself into it. I love that.
I have a burning fire inside of me. It's actually heartburn. Does anybody have any Zantac? That's what's happening right here. It's those damn jalapenos. that they put on my chicken sandwich.
Ah, the Yankees did lose to the Twins last night, 4-3. They failed to complete the four-game sweep. You had the controversial play in the eighth inning with Wandy Peralta covering first base. Safe call on the field. The video review upheld, or the call stood, however you want to word it. We'll play this for you one more time. The interaction post-game with Aaron Boone, who was clearly frustrated by the results of that play, the call, and the video review.
You seem pretty convinced that that was an out at first base.
What'd you think?
It looked like he bobbled it. It was tough to tell whether or not he had possession of it. What did you think?
You thought he bobbled it?
It looked like he was holding it a little bit. It was kind of difficult to tell.
I don't know. Then there you go. I guess that's why it stood.
Yeah.
That's big much. Balloon fest.
Sorry, I hadn't heard that one before. Anyway, Yankees did have their chances in the eighth and the ninth inning, specifically in the ninth. Bases loaded, one out, and you had the Gleyber Torres strikeout and IKF, who was batting cleanup last night because he hit the grand slam in game two at the doubleheader the other day. He grounded out to end it, though, so the Twins were able to salvage the series finale there. I actually wanted to play this yesterday because the Yankees have just destroyed the Twins, as we know. They did get this game, but Rocco Baldelli, who's not really been part of this matchup for that long, has even had enough. This was after losing the doubleheader Wednesday, both games against the Yankees.
I want to beat those teams. I don't want to be sitting here talking about how good the Yankees are anymore, or the Astros, or the Dodgers, or any of those teams.
Enough with the opponents. You know, we're right in the race here in the AL Central. So they did get the win last night, so they leave New York with a little bit of their pride intact. The Yankees now have the Rays coming in, as they will play the first of three tonight. Tampa Bay only three back in the loss column. Frankie Montas and Drew Rasmussen, 6:25 pregame here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. I would recommend checking out the pregame, because you got the Derek Jeter Hall of Fame induction honoring tonight, so I'm sure they'll be covering that quite a bit, which will be cool. DJ LeMay, who did go on the IL yesterday with the right second toe inflammation, very specific. Okay, so last night they get through the pregame show here on The Fan, and they're getting ready to open up the game broadcast. Susan finishes the pregame game broadcast here on The Fan. Always opens with John welcoming everybody in. Or actually, this might have been leading into the pregame show. Either way, the opening credits close. They play the open music, and here's how it sounded live on The Fan.
And by your Tri-Acura dealers.
I'm sorry. I was on the phone. Yankee Stadium in New York. It's New York Yankees baseball.
This is Dan Campbell moment right there.
Right. Don't have had another heart attack when it happens.
Oh, man. So, John got a little distracted. What I want to know is, after you hear him on the mic say, "I'm sorry, I was on the phone," what happens in the, 30 seconds between then and signing on? Right. Maybe not.
Sit down, get his stuff together, get the reads.
But he was close enough to the mic to...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I'm just trying to help him out.
I know. I gotcha. It reminded me, we had a caller maybe, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. I don't know who was hosting, in the middle of making his point.
He can't be shady about everything. If he's shady with everything, he's just going to be, "Shut up, I'm on the phone."
That's great. At least John didn't say shut up. Yeah. He was much more polite about it. So.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. my mistake. I apologize. Okay. So you got the Yankees and the Rays tonight. Mets and Marlins, first of three from Miami. Edward Cabrera for the Marlins. And we're anticipating, I guess, David Peterson for the Mets. Very good. Let's do moment of the day, because it is on the longer side. It's brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. So Gio went off on the Giants this morning, and I kind of had to montage this together as best I could. Wanted to get all the pertinent moments from what was a very funny, so we'll call it segment of the day, really, starting with Gio through the eyes of new Giants general manager Joe Shane.
Yeah, this year's going to suck, and Dave Gettleman left me a pile of turds. So that's where they're at.
A pile of turds.
No. Still talking about Daniel Jones being good?
Yeah.
the hell's wrong with you people? Haven't you seen enough? I mean, the guy's either turning the ball over or he's in a neck brace. It's one of the two. I think he's better than you think. I mean, he's like the only guy in the world who shows up with a scar on his neck in the offseason. Won't even tell you what it's from.
Gio, lay off the Giants, all right?
Lay off the Giants. Yeah, lay off the Giants. How about the Giants lay off their fans? You know what? You should lay off the Giants. All 53 of them. That's what you should lay off. Get a brand new group in.
Give me a break.
Up yours, you losers.
God damn. Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl with five guys who were in the supermarket last year.
Stop it with the offensive line.
Go back and look at that offensive line. The new general manager's already scouting C.J. Stroud, and he tried to trade for Russell Wilson. He knows it's over. How come you don't? Yeah. Joe Shane's like, I can't wait to call Daniel Jones in this office and say, see ya, out of here. Now I'm going to go and build this team the way I want to. And we can get Dave Gettleman's hemorrhoids out of here. Get him out of here.
Not featured in that clip was Boomer about 3 minutes later at the end of his live read, not even able to get his words out and snot coming out of his nose.
That is true. That did happen.
Oh, boy. You were triggered this morning.
Yeah, I was. It's just the whole, like, when Yankee fans, because some people, you know, like to compare the Yankee and Giant fans, when the Yankees are playing poorly, and this is a team that goes to the playoffs every year, when they're playing poorly, their fans call up and they complain and they're pissed.
Right.
The majority of Giant fans,
they defend
this team. And they're not even like a 500 team. They're one of the worst teams in football for an extended period of time. So when I hear that stuff, it's like, how do you not get it?
I'm with you, by the way.
How do you not?
And I'm a born and bred Giant fan.
And they've won championships.
Yeah.
That's the other part about it. Like, they should know what good football is, what good football players are. They've had a ton of them. They've had Hall of Famers, Lombardis, everything. But somehow they're like, you didn't give Daniel Jones enough of a chance.
I'm actually surprised their win total number is higher than the Jets.
Well, it's because of the schedule and the division and that whole nonsense. But,
I mean, you look at the roster and from a talent standpoint.
I know. It should be. That's a way under. But there's a big vig on that, too. I think it's like a minus 145 or something on 7.5.
And right. And it's, what, 5.5 for the Jets?
Yeah. So. And I think that's also minus 145. So it should be ticked up a half game or
fair
whatever.
Enough.
But anyway, okay. You want to do some picks coming up?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sounds on the other good. Side.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. After 2 years with the crown, I gave it to Boomer. He ran away with the picks last year. Jerry was second. I was third. So we start a new year. I do have Jerry's picks with me, so we have them on record. I will read them at the end. CeeLo's going to make his own picks today. And also, for 2022 and 2023, we are bringing in Youssef, our janitorial supervisor, also the happiest man I have ever met in my life, to make his picks because he's a football fan, and we're going to see how he does against us. Youssef, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate that, guys.
All right, very good. So what we'll do is we'll start. CeeLo, give us the games, tee us up, and we'll go around.
All right, we'll go chronologically. That means we begin with the Jets, who are getting 6.5 points at home against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I think this is a new Jet team, guys, and I think the game's going to be close. I'm thinking that Joe Flacco's got a lot to play for. I'm going to take the points, and I'm going to take the Jets. I'm not saying they're going to win the game outright, but I will certainly take their home dog status, and I'll try to use it to my advantage to get off to a good start.
I would love to see them keep this game close. They will for a while. But this is definitely a backdoor cover situation for the Baltimore Ravens. They will get over that number late in the game. The Jets, who are young and exuberant, will keep the game close in the first half. In the second half, it's going to fall apart. But we'll be talking about how they played well. They're just not covering in this game. Joe Flacco is going to be on his back for a majority of the game. I hate the Duane Brown news. I'm taking the Ravens.
I'm a little surprised the number is still under 7 when you combine the quarterback situation with Duane Brown as well. Seems like they're trying to lure in those Ravens better. So I'm with Boomer. I'm going to give the Jets a shot, and I'll take them getting the 6.5 points at home against Baltimore.
All right, Youssef, Ravens or Jets? Who do you like?
I'm always a fan of Ravens. I always go for Ravens.
Always go for the Ravens. Yeah. All right. And they've done you well in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Youssef is on the board with the Baltimore Ravens. He always goes with the Ravens.
You want to announce Jerry's picks? You're going to leave that for next week.
Jerry is picking in this first game the Jets and the Ravens. Jerry Recco came in second place last year. He's taking the Ravens. There you go.
Okay. There you go. Game number two. The Giants opening up in Nashville against the Titans. They're getting 5.5 on the road, a 425 kick.
Man, I do not like this game at all for the Giants. And, you know, for all the reasons that you're talking about this morning. And, you know, you talk about a team that nobody is talking about, and that is the former number one seed of the AFC from last year, and that's the Tennessee Titans. And they are one of four teams that have been in the playoffs for the last 3 years running. And they haven't lost much on defense, I can tell you that. They lost some wide receivers. They've replaced them with some young guys. And there's a lot of pressure on Ryan Tannehill. I still think they're a very good team, a very formidable team, and they will have a chance at the playoffs because they play in the AFC South. I will give the points, and I will take the Tennessee Titans.
The Tennessee Titans are going to run all over the Giants. There's no doubt about it. We were talking about their depth chart. They've got a middle linebacker who's played like three games in his career. He gets cut from practice squads all over the place. They cut Blake Martinez. They're in a world of just crap, and they're going to get killed in this game. Derrick Henry is going to rush for 138 yards and three touchdowns.
Three touchdowns.
And they're going to take him out in the third quarter. Give me the Titans.
I got you. I'm with you. I don't like anything about the Giants this year. Roster stripped down to the studs at a lot of positions, so I just don't think they're going to be able to hang, so I as well will take the Titans laying the 5.5.
All right, where are we going with this one, Youssef?
I mean, the three of you guys taking the Titans, I would take the Giants.
Oh, wow.
I'm a blue guy, and that's it.
Look at that. You're a Giants fan?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, man, big time Giants fan sticking with his team. All
listen,
right,
we have a new coach. You never know.
You never that's know right. a new coach. That
don't
is
get
true.
Him started.
Let's support him.
Let's support him. Let's support him, says Youssef, which is exactly the opposite of what I'm saying.
I mean, I know you guys are the experts here, but let's why not?
You should see our pick record by the end of the year. We are not the expert. Trust me. Yeah, we are not.
And I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm lucky.
Yes.
What is Jerry taking?
Jerry is taking the Giants.
The Giants.
The
okay.
Giants. All right. Go ahead.
Youssef and Jerry have the Giants.
Game number three, as we steer clear of the locals now, we'll go out to Arizona where the Chiefs will be visiting the Cardinals. Kansas City on the road, laying 5.5 points.
Boy, I'll tell you what, man. This is going to be a high-scoring game, by the way. This is going to be up and down, up and down, up and down. And I wouldn't be surprised if this game ends up in the 40s with both of these teams. So I'm taking the over in the game, and I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes. He's my guy. I got to stay with him. And I'll lay the points. I don't trust Kyler Murray. You know, he's got the big contract. He's going to be running all over the place. Neither team has a great defense, but I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes to put up over 40 points on the clock.
We were talking about this game off the air. Said, aren't the Chiefs, like, ridiculous with Patrick Mahomes in September and October? And the answer is yes. They tend to win these games. You got Hard Knocks in season for the Cardinals, which I don't think is a good thing. They're missing DeAndre Hopkins because of his PED suspension. I know that the Cardinals also play well in the beginning of the season, then collapse. But Mahomes and the Chiefs and Andy Reid are going to get off to a good start. Give me the Chiefs covering the points.
Yeah, I'm still not a big believer in the Cardinals, even though I think they were the last remaining unbeaten team from a season ago. They got off to that great start, like you guys mentioned. No Tyreek Hill now for the Chiefs. Some people feeling like maybe the offense won't be the same. Patrick Mahomes, you got the day, said it's going to be the sum of all parts as far as their receivers go. I do believe that. I'm a Mahomes guy just like Boomer, so I will take the Chiefs laying the 5.5 against the Cardinals.
Chiefs or Cardinals, you said?
Chiefs. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Mahomes.
You like him?
I like him a lot.
Is he your favorite quarterback in the league?
Yeah.
Do you see that picture of Boomer?
Oh, yeah. Always when I go to Boomer's and you guys' office, I salute him. Yeah.
He saluted
him. Nice.
I don't know what happened. I always like one of the quarterbacks. I like Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I like Michael Vick. And this guy.
These are
three, you know, my favorite quarterback, you know.
All right, so you love the Chiefs. You never take it against the Chiefs. Youssef's with the Chiefs. Okay, and Jerry's with the Cardinals. Jerry is taking the Cardinals. Contrarian Jerry, off-brand Jerry, goes with the Cardinals.
He likes points, does Jerry. All right, game number four. A lot of talk about the AFC West. It's going to be a jam-packed division this season. You've got a divisional matchup at SoFi Stadium, Raiders and Chargers. It's Vegas getting 3.5 on the road.
Man, I'll tell you what, I love the Chargers this year, man. I love what they did this offseason. They, the Bengals, the Jets, the Jaguars, the Raiders even as well. They all really improved themselves. They improved themselves in places where they needed to be improved. And certainly the pass rush for both of these teams is going to be evident when we see it on Sunday night. I'm going to take the Chargers, man. I'll lay the points. It's a new coach, new quarterback dynamic. I love Josh McDaniels as a coach. But it's just it's new for them. It's not new for the Chargers. So I will take Justin Herbert and I will lay the points.
Yeah, I wish I could disagree with you on this one. And if I was just going against it, it would because I was just being contrarian for the sake of it, which is what I did last night. And that didn't work out for me. I think the Chargers make a similar statement in week one that they are not messing around like the Bills did last night. I am also taking the L.A. Chargers.
Just yesterday, I put a wager in on the Chargers as maybe a surprise Super Bowl winner, so I need them to get off to a good start out of the gate. Love Justin Herbert, team that generally shoots themselves in the foot, can't get out of their own way, but I'll roll with them here in week one at home against the Raiders, laying the 3.5.
Youssef?
Yeah, I would take the Chargers.
You like the Chargers?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you remember like the old Charger teams of Dan Fouts? Did you watch those teams? Air Coryell?
No.
Not in your wheelhouse?
No.
But this team you like?
This team I like.
This team you like. Okay. All right. We got one more game, Youssef. Okay, one more.
Jerry.
Oh, Jerry. Sorry. Jerry has the Chargers.
Very good. Final game, Sunday Night Football in Arlington, AT&T Stadium. Tom Brady and the Bucks on the road laying 2.5 points against Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
All right, I'm not going to say too much about this game other than the Cowboys are going to get slapped around, and I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm staying with Brady, and I'm staying with that Tampa Bay defense. And I don't know if Godwin's going to play. Game time decision. But even if he doesn't play, I'll take Brady over Dak, and I will take that Buck defense over that Cowboy offense all day long.
It's a weird offseason for the Bucks. I just feel like they're going to lose the first game, and all the headlines are going to be like, Tom Brady, time off, Giselle, this and that. I don't like the Cowboys at all. But I have this feeling that that's going to be the number one headline out of week one, that the Bucks are falling apart under Todd Bowles, and Tom Brady's going to quit and go back to his family.
Yeah, question marks for both teams. I'm with you, though. All the stuff surrounding the Bucks, Brady's absence, Godwin, the offensive line, all that. So I'll give the Cowboys a shot here, getting the 2.5 points at home.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Dallas. Yeah. But I would take Dallas.
You would take Dallas?
Yeah.
Even as a Giants fan? Yeah. I know. I do know, Youssef. I know exactly what you're saying. That's all you have to say.
I'm not Tom Brady's, he's genius.
Yeah,
he's good, but I'm not a...
You're not a Brady guy.
Yeah, I'm not
too
Brady.
Too much of a pretty boy for you, right?
He's a Mahomes guy.
He's 45 years old. For Christ's sakes, retire already, right, Youssef?
We're tired, to be honest with you. Let's give a chance to another
young guy.
Enough is enough,
Enough is enough, says Youssef and Tom Brady. All right.
That's it.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you, Youssef.
Thank you for having me here, guys.
Yes, we'll see you again next Friday.
We'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good. So who's Jerry got?
He's got the Cowboys.
He's got the Cowboys. Oh, yeah,
of course. All right, and our picks were brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.